On April 9th, 2025, the University of New Brunswick announced that the faculty previously referred to as Renaissance College was changing its name to the School of Leadership Studies. Renaissance College began in 2000, with the name generating confusion for a quarter of a century. The Dean of Leadership Studies, formerly Renaissance College, Carol Nemiroff, cleared up some of that confusion.
Leadership studies is a fairly new field. It's been emerging for the past 25 to 30 years. It was originally a branch of psychology, organizational psychology, and grew into something much more interdisciplinary. Some elements of it are taught in business schools, but leadership studies in the broad sense is heavily interdisciplinary, because in this particular degree, we really emphasize the interdisciplinary, and so all of our students do the leadership studies major, but they also do a minor, and about half of them do a minor in arts, and sometimes they turn it into a second degree. So it's quite different from either a business-oriented degree or a purely arts-oriented degree.
Leadership studies students engage in both coursework and community engagement in an accelerated 3-year degree program. Students are expected to take part in various outreach programs and to head a large project of their own. Another key aspect is international travel, with each graduate expected to take part in some form of overseas experience. Here's graduating student Emma Smith.
The community really drew me in. I think that, you know, our weekly soups on Tuesdays and community life events and alumni relationships make a really great learning environment and learning community. And the other thing is our 2 internship placements. So I did my Canadian internship with the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council. And then I just returned back last summer from 12 weeks in Bhutan. So it's a small Himalayan kingdom located between India and China. It was some of the most transformative weeks of my life.
Carol elaborated on why UNB opted for the name Renaissance College to begin with.
It was modeled after Oxford College, and the idea was to focus on the learning community aspect. You see, this building is gorgeous and gracious and old, and people come together for co-curricular events all the time. And that harked back to the Oxford College model. Lots of discussion in classes, lots of dialectical education. And Renaissance, of course, was to reflect the interdisciplinarity, because the Renaissance was a time when everybody was discovering everything, and people, I won't say dabbled, but people certainly engaged in more than one field. Fields weren't as siloed then as they have been in recent centuries.
Of course, changing the name of a 25-year-old faculty doesn't happen overnight.
We started with the vice president academic backing us on considering a name change, which involved survey research to find out what is our current name's visibility and comprehensibility. And when we were given the go-ahead to select a new name, that was another process, another survey, working closely with students and alumni and prospective students and parents and community partners and high school guidance counselors, all the different audiences. And at the end of it, also people internal to the UNB community but outside of Renaissance College. And then, when we had chosen the name, it went back to the president's executive team, and then it went to the Senate for full Senate approval, and after that it went to the Board of Governors for approval. And then, of course, we had to do the rollout, which is another 84,000 steps. It's surprisingly complicated.
Carol also expanded on how simply changing a name has wide-reaching effects on students.
The name is the first point of contact, right? If you're doing a search for leadership studies and the name of the college is Renaissance College, it didn't even come up in many searches, and we were working to remedy that. But the name is really the first thing that people are introduced to, and it needs to speak for itself. Right now, when people find out about the program, they tend to be very interested in it. But to get them to the point of finding out about it, exploring, looking at it on their own, the name has just been a huge barrier. So that's a surprisingly big shift. And this was why our alumni said, we really love RC, we feel nostalgic, but good Lord, this is a really, really good thing. And we're glad you're doing it.
Finally, Emma described some of the plans that her and her fellow classmates have to commemorate being the last class of Renaissance College graduates before the name changes.
As a grad class, we have, I think we'll be making grad rings with the little Renaissance College logo on them. And we just got merchandise for the entire faculty with a photo of the house and Renaissance College on the front. So, and our student society will be staying as the Renaissance College Society to kind of, you know, commemorate, you know, what Renaissance College was.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.